The escape of thousands of Atlantic salmon into Puget Sound this summer raised questions about how the state regulates fish farms. And now there are problems at another operation owned by the company involved in the earlier incident. The Department of Natural Resources told Cook Aquaculture in a letter this week that it has 60 days to repair corrosion in walkways at its pens off Bainbridge Island. If it doesn't, the company could lose its lease on the site. The news comes a week after a different State Department approved Cook's request to move 1 million juvenile Atlantic salmon into the Bainbridge Island pens. Hillary Franz is Commissioner of Public Lands for the state of Washington and in charge of DNR. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm there should be a debate about how the industry is regulated.
I think one of the challenges we have is we have three agencies that are engaged in this. We are not a permitting agency. We are a leasing agent, and we have different roles and responsibilities. We are not able to stop the transfer of those fish because we don't have jurisdiction and authority over that. We only have jurisdiction and authority over the lease and the facilities that they utilize under that lease. I think that this raises questions, obviously, not only for our public, but also for our state government leaders about where are there gaps in the role of oversight and the role of three different agencies that have different permitting authorities and leasing authorities, and how do we address any loopholes that may exist so that we don't have the kind of situation we had at Cypress or the situation here where there's expansion of fish moving into net pens that we don't have a broad authority over.
Commissioner, you highlighted some questions that might be arising now when it comes to coordination between the agencies that oversee this area. And I'm wondering what you think this whole episode says about the future of farmed salmon in Washington State.
I think that the incident raised a question about whether we should be continuing farming non-native species within our Puget Sound. And I'm looking forward to a broad conversation with the critical stakeholders from our tribal communities to our state leaders about whether this is what we should be doing. I have grave concerns with the escapement of hundreds of thousands of non-native species within the Puget Sound. I believe that it is not in our state's best interest to be having these non-native fish in the Puget Sound, especially given the threats that our own native species of salmon are facing already.
Hillary Franz is the State Commissioner of Public Lands. In a statement, Cook Aquaculture says it is already addressing the problems raised by the state.